Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, beautiful Make Me a Musical / Musicals with Cheese fans. This episode is a little different than our usual episodes of Make Me a Musical because we did this live, or as live as you can do during a pandemic. This was recorded during the PodX Expo, where we represented the Broadway Podcast Network and created a musical in 30 minutes or less. So there may be one or two references to it being a live show or us chiming in with audience reaction. But all that considered, I still think this really holds up, and I'm glad you guys get to hear it because it was a ton of fun. All right, let's see what we came up with. Andrew, do you want to introduce what we're going to do? Because I know they were doing this very nice, like, how BPN works thing. We're not going to do any kind of stuff like that.
We're not going into
pure insanity here. No, this is not we are not going to help you in any way. We are here just for goofs.
Well, we've had this sort of concept, and it started a while back where I used to guess what musicals were about just by the title alone. Sort of morphed that concept into, let's see if we can turn anything into a musical using Jess's knowledge
literally
of
anything.
Music theater structure and my creative ingenuity.
sure, Jan.
That's what we'll call it.
and it's a brand new version of our show that's kind of spin off within our show called Make Me a Musical. So for you guys today, we're going to make you a musical. And I'm not sure how the best way to do this is, but I really wanted you guys to suggest any topic in the world to try to pitch that we can try to turn into a musical. Now, this isn't just like movies, TV, or whatever. It could be literally anything. We recorded an episode about the keto diet, and we had to turn just the concept of the keto diet into a musical. So we want you guys to try to challenge us. So whatever you guys can give us that we could try to turn into a musical, throw it at us. Really challenge us. We're going
to
be staring at the chat.
You have to suggest something, because our backup idea is not something you want to hear. Being an expert on growing beans?
All right.
I like that one.
I don't want to get it just from people.
Someone's been playing Stardew Valley.
Some of the other 16 attendees.
If not, that is a pretty good one.
That is a really good one.
All right, we'll see. We'll give him one more minute here, and just
We're on a time frame. If it's not any by 8:35, we're just gonna keep going with being an expert on growing beans.
Okay. Well, in the meantime,
that's dead air. My God, I thought. How do you grow beans?
I am just gonna pull up
because the
right
only
now.
Information as a musical expert I have on beans are from Into the Woods. So I know that you sell the beans to get the shoe and all that, but I don't quite know how they're practically grown. So
beans are warm season crops that grow quickly from seeds planted directly into the garden. You don't need them indoors. So they need soil about 60 degrees.
I think we roll with the beans.
I'm sticking with the beans. I got tons of ideas for the beans already. So, all right. We know what the beans are like quickly, can only grow outside. This has to be like an Oklahoma style, takes place outdoors, one big outdoor general location.
Where now, do you grow beans? Like what region of the country or the world?
Brie. Find us where beans are grown, because I'm imagining we could either do like real world about like a bean farmer and like his struggles and wanting to be more than a bean farmer, or we could do Emoji Land style, the world of beans under the ground being grown, because we are in theater and we couldn't go in ridiculous areas.
I like the bean farmer angle, because I feel like there's already shows kind of like that where you have like someone who wants to do more than live on a farm. And we could do something like that, like a Somewhere Over the Rainbow kind of song as well could be in there.
Okay, we're sticking with the bean farmer idea. Where is this taking place, Brie?
Okay.
Where is this bean farmer at?
Okay, we could do North Dakota, Michigan, Nebraska, Colorado, California, Idaho.
I'm sticking with Michigan because I know that.
So Jess lives in Michigan. So
yeah,
of course.
It's really embarrassing. I'm so sorry. That is the worst thing to learn about me. But I do live in Michigan, so I know a couple things. So we're sticking with Michigan. We got this Michigan Upper Peninsula bean farmer. All right. And his name is Jake. And he really wants to be more than a bean farmer. So
Jake.
Our opening...
Jess.
Yes, that it's my self-insert. Gosh, if I'm not going to make my fanfic here, it's got to be about my dream to be a bean farmer.
What kind of...
Okay, so what does Jake want to do besides grow beans?
He wants to be on a musical theater podcast.
If we can't do that, Jess, that's a self-insert, okay? Okay.
I think no.
I disagree a little bit with the wanting to be something other than a bean farmer. The show is about being an expert on growing beans. The conclusion or where he wants to be should be to make like the biggest bean that's ever existed. Like he wants to grow the largest bean ever. And it's a quest.
I'm into this.
So, like, the starting point is, and it's kind of a Jack and the Giant Beanstalk thing, but that's not quite the same.
No, the giant bean. It's not the beanstalk. The bean is Jake and the Giant Bean.
Jake and the Giant Bean.
Okay, so now we have a title.
Have Jake and the Giant Bean. All right, he's a bean farmer, and he wants more out of life, and his I Want song. He
wants to grow a giant
yes.
bean.
And his I Want song is he doesn't want a hill of beans, because he wants one big one.
He wants...
Okay.
He doesn't
more than a hill of beans. That's his I Want song because he's more than just a hill of beans.
Well, what's the opening number? Is it like the world of bean farming? Like we have to set up
I think it's gonna be like the Kinky Boots opening where you introduce this kid that's father really, really liked the shoe business. So it's about this man like who's like in love with bean farming and he's imposing it onto his son and his son is like, all right, dad's instilled this beauty out there. Like, in the beauty of the bean farming world. And I'm gonna make him proud because dad died years ago. And I am gonna be more than just a hill of beans. Because that's what they call their farm, nothing but a hill of beans.
Yeah, and like, he's not a good bean farmer. The father is, like, the worst bean farmer ever.
He's, like, middling. He makes money, but he's not, like, anything to write home about.
Well, yeah, he like, does the bare minimum to get by. And the kid the whole time is just like, I want... to make much better beans than this. He's got to prove the family name.
Okay, no, he just wants to make better beans. So that is. Then we introduce this wild card character, be it a girl that he might be interested in or a guy he might be interested in, that will be like, you know, I'm experimenting with this chemical that can make vegetables giant. So we implement, like, the Frankenstein side. Because we are in theater, we can go a little bit sillier
here.
That's true.
A song called I Love Being Around You. Oh my goodness. Alan, why are you not in on this?
We can't do all puns. We can't do all puns.
Why can't you do all puns? It's a show about beans.
I agree, but not every song, like, in Sweeney Todd, not every song's a pun about, like, being a barber or anything. Like, there's gotta be nuance here.
I mean, there's an entire song of puns about being a murderer.
Yeah. All right, so, friend, a little on the crazier side, wild card, experiments with, like, making these giant beans. And it's kind of like the song from Be More Chill where he's, like, pitching the squip. Where it's like, here's how the science works, and here's what we can do. And then they're off to the races doing these experiments, but they keep failing.
Is the person who can make the beans bigger, like, is the person with the special sauce... Is that the bad guy? Because I think we need to have like a competition
bean farmer. No, I think there's a competition bean farmer, which I think is just the rest of the town that just sees them as like the failure, the bean squash.
I want there to be
so
like
they're trying
a,
to
like,
win over the town.
I want there to be like a Chick Hicks, like a Kachiga kind of guy who's like there and he's like, I make the best beans. And he made the biggest bean. And there's like a big bean that's on stage.
No. He like does cocoa beans, so he gets them imported and gives them to the town. So it's still beans, but it's a completely different type.
And so it's like a competition between bean types as well.
Yes.
They're trying.
So any bean goes.
Any bean goes.
Oh my God, we got it. That is the competition. Like he is up in competition against the cocoa bean guy with his like, what kind of beans? Are we doing like black beans, brown beans, lima beans? What is his?
I feel like lima beans is like the lamest type of beans. So I think you do that to emphasize like to emphasize mm-hmm. that this guy has no chance of being the best bean farmer.
All right. I'm imagining the scientist character kind of being like Meg from Hercules a little bit more like thing. And I imagine it kind of like, what do you think her song sounds like, Bree? Like if you had to like imagine what this crazy scientist girl that enters his life and says like, I can make your bean the biggest bean in the world.
Was that intentional?
I feel like it would be like, I can make your bean the biggest in the world with a splash of this and a splash of that. And
oh my god, I need this character in my life. I need her to like exist on Broadway. It may not be this musical, but I need that character. All right, so we all build up and like there's the competition and that is like it. It's like the clam bake from Carousel. We're all building up to that. And they like staying up all night together. There's like a bond and friendship growing between them, but the beans never stay together. Every time they put the science-y goo in it, the bean explodes. And then act one ends the night before the competition, the bean competition.
That's a good ending for act one.
And it ends like with the bean finally growing, like they've given up all hope. And then they're like, well, I guess this is it. Like, they keep trying one last ditch. And then as they turn around, we, the audience, see the bean growing. And then curtains close. We got to see what happens in act two.
Okay. There's a lot of ways you can go with this. What if the bean grows and it's the biggest bean now? But then they find out there was something wrong and the bean's going to explode. And everyone in the bean competition is in danger.
No. The bean just keeps growing. So it's going to crush everyone eventually.
It just keeps growing.
It just keeps getting bigger. It becomes like the plant in Little Shop of Horrors,
yes!
Where it just becomes a danger in and of itself. It is the Faustian bargain, and they have to try to figure out their way out of this.
They have to get
rid of... And that is act two.
He finally achieves his dream of the biggest bean in the whole world, and it's going to kill everybody.
Yes, it's going to destroy the town. And once again, he has become the failure that the town saw him as. And... we get reprises of the Hill of Beans song where he is, I guess I really am nothing but a hill of beans.
Oh, man. This is like a Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I'm like
a little bit, but it's like one bean. It's like
it's only one
bean. But he like.
How do we even put this on stage? Like what is
literally
be the
like
bean,
have you
guys?
Seen the plant on Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah.
Like this is possible.
You can definitely this is easier. There's not even puppetry. It's just a big bean.
Yeah, you don't even need an actor to play the bean. The bean is just a thing. It is a act of nature. It is literally like the volcano in SpongeBob. It is just an act of God coming to destroy it. So they have to de-science it and they like are like we got a ticking clock. At midnight, the bean will crush the entirety of this town in Michigan that's known for growing beans. Jake, we need to destroy this bean.
We need to
science it back to small.
Does Jake not want to because he's finally
achieved?
He's
conflicted. He's achieved his dreams. He's not like mad with power. He understands the dangers, but he's like, is there any way we can just like stop it as opposed to like shrink it down? And she's like, no, we gotta really make sure that this doesn't
What if
happen.
It's like a sacrifice thing? There is a way to stop it, but then when he finally gets the chance to do it, he realizes that he has to sacrifice something to do it, so he chooses not to stop it. He just destroys it instead.
Yeah, maybe. Like, what do you think? Okay, the pitch is we can just stop it from like being it, or we can blow it up. Like, if we get this needle to the core of the bean, we can stop it from getting any bigger. But the danger is his scientist friend like has to dive inside the bean with like, and it just keeps getting bigger. And eventually it just starts crushing her and she's dying. And he's like, finally blows up the bean.
Okay,
he blows up the bean instead. And
he thinks that she died, but she comes out covered in bean goo.
So what is the moral of at the end of this? Just don't science beans.
Well, no, it is the Frankenstein story of don't mess with nature, and be grateful for the beans you've got. Don't count your beans too early. Because really, the beans was the friends we made along the way. As sad as that is the message. And at the end of it, that is the message of most stories, is the thing I wanted really wasn't what mattered. It is X friendship or X love or X whatever.
Yeah. So I think we have a solid plot here. I think that this is all coming together here. Do we need like a big?
We need an 11 o'clock number.
Yeah.
Which you could say is like a visual 11 o'clock number, which would be like don't feed the plants, where it's mostly
more of
visual,
a set piece kind of thing.
Yeah, but which would be a reprise of like I'm more than a hill of beans, and then he just blows it all up.
Yeah.
Or we have a romance like what. I can't legume you go, like something about that.
No, you're doing all the puns.
I feel like the bean puns are gonna have to be in the dialogue and the.
Yeah, I don't think they belong in the songs. I think Hill of Beans is like the
well,
I want song,
Alan
and that's
likes it. So.
But really at the core it is the love story between this farm boy and this scientist, because we finally have the merging of science and farm.
Maybe they figure out how to stabilize it a bit, but they can't make the biggest beans in the world at the end, and they settle to make, you know, moderately large beans.
No. They just take the pieces of the beans, and then they just package that up as, like, mashed beans, you know, like, and they make all that plus more. Like, they feed, like, their entire town, and they market it. And they're like, well, we know how to stop it, so we can just mash up as much beans. Like, we can grow 1,000 beans, and then we can have, like, a bunch worth of mashed beans, because we're going to have to blow it up before it gets too big. But we got, like, a mass production process.
Okay.
So it ends happily with farming and science coming together. They have kids. They're so happy. And he achieves his dream, just not in the way he thought he'd get it.
That's all great, but we need a musical style and maybe someone, an idea of who could write.
Also,
I wish that, yeah, you're right. Honestly, I wish that.
What happened
yes.
to Cocoa Bean Guy?
Cocoa Bean Guy?
Yeah,
he's just like,
he got
crushed,
he
got crushed
and
by the bean.
Yeah,
no, he
got,
doesn't.
I feel like his name should be Brad.
Bean,
I feel. Brad?
I feel like Cocoa Bean Guy's name should be Brad.
No, I mean, Brad the Chad, who runs the Cocoa Bean Lab.
Brad, he's not like a farmer type either. He's got like a suit and like a tie, and he's like sleazy.
No,
gold chain.
He wears Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, like
he wears
a
Hawaiian shirts and khakis.
Yeah, and he like brags about how like, oh, I've got all the cocoa beans. They're imported, you know,
from the Caribbean.
And then he gets crushed by the giant bean at like halfway through Act 2 or something.
Okay,
know.
Thank you.
Like it's a comedy death. It can't be like an actual serious death, and we have to make him really hateable. So that it's a laugh when he dies, and not like,
yes.
Oh my god!
Yeah, absolutely.
I couldn't let you guys leave everybody on that cliffhanger of what happened to him. So go ahead, let's talk about.
Or he gets trapped in the bean, and he comes out along with the scientist girl, which we should give a name. Did we give her a name?
Molly.
I don't think so. Molly.
I like
that's
Molly.
Good.
Molly's
good,
a good name. All right.
Unless there's a bean pun that someone can think of right now.
Yeah, go for that. Go for that, audience. But I really think I wish that Howard Ashman was still alive, because this would be right up his alley, Molly Leafly.
I think so. That's the Disney Renaissance guy, right?
Little Shop of Horrors guy.
Yeah, that as well. Yeah.
Honestly, I could see Joe Iconis doing a really good job if he like embraced his like be more chill side. I think that would be a good one.
I was thinking that because you mentioned that earlier, and that could sort of fit. It's more modern as well.
Yeah, like something more modern, or even like Eddie Perfect or Tim Minchin would get go crazy with like these bean puns.
With the
like
bean
he'd
puns.
Slide them in. I feel like just for that, I'm gonna stick with Tim Minchin. Do you have a better suggestion?
I do not. Honestly, I think any of the ones you mentioned could work. I think I'd like the more modern style, like the Be More Chill style.
Or if we're going to go like
this
full
is like a
goofy with it, we could do Alan Menken and Glenn Slater, who did Galavant and Tangled and all that, and they would probably do a very good job getting like the funnier side. But I feel like you kind of need like some pathos to this, so I'm sticking with Tim Minchin.
All right. Well, that's
Three.
Our...
Why do you think? What do you think Ben Brantley would have reviewed this musical?
Oh, yeah, right. We have to ask that.
That I have no idea. He would be like, I thought that I had seen the worst of musical theater, but it wasn't until
and I was right.
But it wasn't until I saw. What were we calling it? Jake and the Bean thing?
Jake and the Giant Bean.
Jake and the Giant Bean is an utter disappointment. And
it's like, it's such a good title. It's a mix of James and the Giant Peach
yeah.
and Jack and the Giant Beanstalk. It's like, it's both.
All right. We gotta contact some people about this. We're going to make this happen.
This is brilliant. This is by far the best idea we've ever had.
Yes. So the theater people we have in our panel, would you go to see Jake and the Giant Bean? Do you think this is worth producing? Can I
never Wow. Really?
Come on, we need
it's already
to get like
being
producers
panned.
On board.
Jess, it's already being panned. I'm sorry.
It's already being panned. I'll give it up. Throw it away.
The New York Times reviews are in. It's over.
Ah, we're closing up one night. They're not going to say never since Carrie. They're going to say never since Jake and the Giant Bean.
All right.
The worst part is I kind of want to see this. Someone make it.
Jess has got his head fully up his ass right now.
I don't think it'll be good, but I do want to see it. Like, I legitimately don't think it'll be good.
I want to see it, he says. My God.
All right. I think we filled up our time. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed our pitch for Jake and the Giant Bean, which might be one of the best things we've ever pitched. I don't think it got much love on the feed, but I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was very good. I honestly feel like there was a lot of, you know, everyone's a critic, but...
Especially Ben Brantley. Yeah. I thought that was a lot of fun. Thank you to PodX for letting us do that weird little live show we did.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.